Four. And an update to breaking news. As world stock markets have plunged, oil prices surging by nearly $6 a barrel after President Putin launched military action from Russia into Ukraine and had been feared and expected for quite some time. Now what we can expect to happen, we want to turn to former Deputy National Security Advisor and Ambassador Nancy Soderberg, Director of UNF's Public Service Leadership Program. You're live in Kosovo with us, and I appreciate your opportunity to speak with us here this morning. And can you tell us what's been happening maybe in the last few hours? Behind the scenes, what kinds of conversations are happening here in the United States about the next round of sanctions?
Well, we've been waiting on pins and needles to see what Putin is going to do, whether he would back off in the face of massive sanctions, take a small piece of Ukraine, or invade the whole country. And a few hours ago, he launched a massive attack across the entire Ukraine. If you look at a map that you can find online, there's bombs literally throughout the entire country, massive explosions in the capital, Kiev. We don't know whether that's a smokescreen for him taking the Donbas region in the west, which he recognized the quote independence of a couple of days ago. But you're going to have major casualties. The government itself has called on its citizens to take up arms, saying that the Russian soldiers are going to see the faces, not the backs of the people. So this is a massive tragedy of unprecedented violation of Ukraine's sovereignty, fabricated provocations, fabricated stories. And Putin and his cronies are going to pay a very, very steep price. Massive sanctions are headed his way, and there's still time for him to pull back. However, it looks like he's going to just basically attack the entire country and at least take the eastern part of the Donbas region. Whether he intends to go and overthrow the government in Kiev, we honestly don't know. He continues to say he's focused on the western part of the country, but he's literally attacking the entire country.
How quickly do you anticipate that the government may fall?
This is unfolding by the minute. It's not clear he's going to Kiev. It's not clear whether we don't know. And right now, the West, the phones are ringing off the hook in DC and across Europe to see how we can impose the next step of sanctions, which would be to cut off the access of Russia to the SWIFT banking system, kick them out of the Western banking system. Their stock market has already tanked, and the costs to Putin are going to be extraordinarily high, unprecedented. This will not stand, and they're going to pay an enormous price. We just don't know.
How much tighter can those sanctions ultimately be? What sort of immediate impact might they have? And is this really then a waiting game for once the impact is felt for him to end this occupation?
Well, I think the chances of him ending this occupation, depending on how big it is, we frankly don't know. He's literally attacking the entire country. And so is that a way to weaken the airports, the ammo depots, the transportation hubs, so that he can then have an easier time taking the east? That's what most analysts would say he's doing, but he's defied logic before, so we just don't know. The West can increasingly tighten sanctions. They can cut off the energy supplies, energy exports. They can cut off the banking. They can freeze the assets of the cronies around Putin. We can go after their children, their families. You can continue to make this very, very painful. There's talk in the European Parliament today about whether to cancel the visas of all Russians in the Schengen region, part of Europe. So there's lots that we can do to continue to increase this sanction.
Speaking with former Deputy
National, back off.
Yeah, we're speaking with former Deputy National Security Advisor and Ambassador Nancy Soderberg, Director of UNF's Public Service Leadership Program in Kosovo. Now, when President Biden meets with the G7 later this morning and then ultimately addresses the nation, what do you expect him to address immediately? The tone and maybe the tenor of what you can expect the U.S. response to ultimately be here?
Oh, I think he'll explain to the American people why we have interest in Ukraine, how stability in Europe affects directly the United States, and how the international community is standing up to this blatant act and why we're doing it and how important it is.
As Russian troops launched this anticipated attack, and we see Ukrainians in some cases with family in Russia as well, how do you anticipate they might ultimately respond? You mentioned earlier about declaring martial law and taking up arms, but are they, based on your knowledge and expertise, are they going to be pushovers here, or do they double down on their fighting back against Russia?
Oh, there are clearly double down and fighting against Russia. And I wouldn't say anticipated attack. It's happening as we speak. There's live footage of the bombs. There's live footage of the Russians entering sovereign territory of Ukraine. So this is happening. And yes, the Ukrainians will fight. They're vastly outnumbered. So you're going to see casualties on all sides. And it's just horrifically tragic.
I guess this is the question that no one knows the answer to, but how long do you anticipate this invasion to last? How deep ultimately might Russian forces go into Ukraine?
The most likely scenario is he's bombing the country to weaken the defenses of the Ukraine, the Ukrainian army and its people. And in the meantime, we'll take over the Donbas region and occupy it for decades. Could be worse. He could go all the way to Kiev. I mean, honestly, no one knows. If I had to guess, I would say that this is these bombs weakening the infrastructure, taking the Donbas and staying there for as long as he's in power.
Is going all the way to Kiev the worst case scenario?
Yes.
Former Deputy National Security Advisor and Ambassador Nancy Soderberg, I appreciate your time this morning, and the Director of UNF's Public Service Leadership Program in Kosovo now, and we'll stay on top of developing details over the coming hours on the special edition of Jacksonville's Morning News.